smart. Snippety B with 100 to go has run them ragged. Snippety B is going to be too strong, takes the Goodwood Wells.
Now on Tas Racing Talk, time to talk thoroughbreds.
Well, a great meeting in Launceston last week. It was Newmarket night, and punters had a tremendous night. Viewers around the world had a tremendous night watching the racing at Newmarket. And the man that was there firsthand is Simon Stout, the co-development manager of Thoroughbred Racing in Tasmania. And Simon joins us online today. How are you doing, Simon?
Terrific, Shane.
Must have been a great night in Launceston last week.
Wonderful night. Yeah, the weather was kind to us. There was showers all around in the surrounding districts, but stayed away from Launceston, and terrific turnout crowd-wise and a great atmosphere that was well rewarded with a fantastic race.
And what did you see as the highlights of the program?
Well, certainly Scott Brunton's performance to reduce Hell of a Street and Royal Rapture to Quinella, the Newmarket handicap, and Banker Moe's return was outstanding to almost give Scott the trifecta. You know, he's obviously headed out on his own now, even though David's still training a few down there at Seven Mile Beach, but Scott's taken over the reins, and he deliberately set these horses for the Newmarket, and he certainly got a star on the rise in Hell of a Street, so I'm sure we'll hear plenty of him. You've got the likes of Royal Rapture, who's heading towards the Devonport Cup, which will give that a real shake, and great to see Banker Moe back in form as he heads towards the Hobart and Launceston Cup, so certainly plenty of firepower in the Scott Brunton camp.
And there was certainly plenty of interest there on the interstate jockey side of things, with some of the top hoops in Australia on track.
Yeah, it was a wonderful night for an exhibition of great riding. We had Dom Tenor from South Australia. He set the tone early with the double. Of course, Hell of a Street was well ridden by Dean Holland. We had Michael Rodd, whose performance to win for Go O'Neill and Prime Thoroughbreds on Bella Venus was just a masterful ride, a real tactical ride. And just terrific to watch. And, of course, not to be left out, Michael Walker chimed in with the winner and the last in Spirit of Nye. So, you know, some real talent there. And they were all extremely complimentary with the state of the track at Launceston. Given that we've been there for the previous 8 weeks in racing, the comments across the board was that the surfacing was a terrific order and raced extremely fairly. So they were real highlights of the night.
And one of the vital tools now when looking to back a winner in Tasmania is Stridemaster, which is available on the tasracing.com.au website. And no doubt you've been using that during the week to come up with a couple of coming winners for us.
We have, Shane. Just on highlighting the strength of that Newmarket meeting from last week. In race two, we saw Partenza Salute. Of course, we highlighted Partenza as one to follow last week, and she made good there. But from behind her vicious performance, was very solid in what was a very strongly run race. Vischer managed to run a last 600 in 33.89 and just signalled that not far away from getting into the winner's circle, certainly in maiden class with those sort of figures. We moved on to race three, and we mentioned the great ride from Michael Rodd on Bella Venus. He really controlled the tempo up outside the leader, dictated terms there. But from behind, our horse resuming for the Scott Brunton team was Baumgartner. And Baumgartner was 12th at the 800 metre mark, finished off his last 800 in 45.77. He's certainly going to be looking for ground later on in his preparation, but to be registering those sort of figures early on suggested it's come back in good form. From the Newmarket itself, there are a number of great runs out of the Newmarket, and it was really a race where you had to get onto the tasracing.com.au website and see the replay just to try and pinpoint some of the great runs. And with the Stridemaster data, you know, there were three or four really outstanding efforts. In particular, Banker Moe, Iggy McCall and Minute Repeater, who all broke 34 for their last 600. And the best of these was Iggy McCall. She covered ground. She was the widest runner from about the 600-metre mark. And she actually ran the fastest last 600 in 33.58. So she certainly put a great performance together, one on track and also on the data in the Stridemaster. So she may be a force to be reckoned with as she heads along the Cups trail.
Now, the second feature meeting of the week was at Devonport on Sunday. It was Golden Mile Day. And a couple of the jockeys had days out, including Anthony Darmanin and Kim Moore.
Yeah, Anthony really showed his wares and his liking for Tapita. He rides the Devonport track extremely well, and he delivered a treble on Sunday. And Kim Moore, she posted a winning double in the last two races, including the feature win on the Producer. We mentioned him over a number of times in previous weeks that he'd come back in good style. He'd been putting together really strong Stridemaster sectionals in his earlier races over distances that didn't quite suit him. He got out to the mile the other day. He had a terrific run in transit with Kim and proved too strong. And she backed that up with a front-running ride on Crystal Reef over the 1350 in the last. His outstanding track and distance record, Cheney, 5 from 6 over the track and distance now, Crystal Reef. So he certainly, any time he steps out on the Tapeta surface over the 1350, he's well worth following. And from behind him, just one to follow from the meeting, was Charlie Goggins, mare, Hot to Trot. She resumed with a really strong effort, and she managed to run her last 635.96, which was the one of the best for the meeting. She certainly come back in good style and will be well worth following.
So the Newmarket and the Golden Mile behind us, the Summer Racing Carnival just around the corner. We've got an 8-event card in Launceston tonight. What do you see as the horses that maybe we can have a shackle or two on and come home with a few dollars in our pocket?
Well, we'll kick off in race one, Shane, here the maiden. A horse that we've mentioned previously is a horse called Thing One. He had the blinkers on last time. He ran a really solid race in finishing second behind Gwem Ray in a maiden over the 1400. His sectionals were very strong in 34.65 for his last 600. We think tonight, from a better barrier draw, he'll be able to probably posse up a little bit better, but he has shown that he likes to be ridden that little bit cold, that he's certainly the horse to beat in the first. In race two, the top eight here, Our Mummy's Boy for Brendan McShane and Bullet Muku. His last start, third behind Dan Tamra over the course and distance, was well worth following. He got back and ran on quite strongly to register 34.56 for his last 600. It was a race that was dictated to by Brendan McCool on Antumbra. He led, and it was a masterful front-running ride, and it didn't really suit Our Mummy's Boy, but this bloke charged the one to be only beaten 1.2 lengths, so he's well worth following in the second. We move on to race five, and the horse we've got a lot of time for in terms of the Stridemaster sectionals has been Bideford. He meets quite a strong class four here with the likes of Soundbar, Lazy Democracy. But his last run, when second behind Seven Falls, he managed to run 33.86 when leading. And he's only got to repeat those sectionals, and he'll be very, very hard to run down. He's been freshened up since that run a month ago, and we think he's the horse to beat here. In looking at race six, Shane, the benchmark 82 over 1400. I think this is a race you really have to have a good look at the Stridemaster speed maps with. Pengala's GG, last start winner, and you know where he's going to be. He'll be out in front. But around him, you've got natural go-forward types in Land a Dollar, Skip to the Moon, and even O'Reilly's GG, who's been racing up on speed of late. We think that with the blinkers back on, Kukanoff might be the horse that may get the drop on these if there is a bit of pressure on up front. So certainly check the speed maps and have a look, and it'll be really interesting to see how this race unfolds. And finally, in the last, we think we can go out with a winner here in the Class 1 over 1400, and that's 6 GG's Drummer Boy. He's been runner-up at his last two behind very good horses in Varian and Spirit of Naya, who have both franked that form. But this bloke, he was stuck outside the leader in Varian's race, and he worked quite hard right throughout the race. He stuck on quite well to run second beaten 3 lengths. And from the video, he's certainly the one to watch. We think he'll be hard to beat in the last.
Okay, so those runners again. Race 1, number 12, Thing 1. Race 2, number 1, Our Mummy's Boy. Race 5, number 4, Bideford. And race 7, number 6, GG's Drummer Boy. We'll keep a close eye on those, Simon, and tune in to listen to your expert thoughts just before each race tonight.
Thanks very much, Shane.
The racing journalist of Taz Racing, Peter Staples, joins us now on Taz Racing Talk. Pete, you would have enjoyed last week's Newmarket meeting, no doubt.
Yeah, it was fantastic, Shane. Really good, and it was a terrific result for Scotty Brunton. Of course, he's branched out on his own now and almost got the trifecta in Tasmania's Premier Sprint Race. Hell of a streak. What a performance it was from this exciting four-year-old, and I know that they have a lot of fun with him during the carnival.
Well, you've been a big rep for it for a while. It obviously came good on the night.
Yeah, it did indeed. Look, I didn't know. Look, now I knew really how good he was. Because it was such a big race, and it was probably one of the most open Newmarket fields, you'd agree, that we've seen in in years. But he comes out and to, you know, put away some of the best sprinters we've got in the state. Just sensational. So, and of course, the runner-up, Royal Rapture. He now goes to the Devonport Cup. That's his main mission, and he's going to be real, you know, hard to beat in that. And of course, Banker Mo ran fourth, but another bound, and he gets third and gives Brunton the trifecta. But Banker Mo, I think Scotty was probably as thrilled about the run of him as he was about winning it at Hell of a Street, because. You know what, he's a marvellous caliber, Banker Mo, and go through that operation, everything else, and come through with flying colours, proved it in the Newmarket, and I think we're going to see him in both the major cups and a couple of lead-up races, and it could be the Banker Mo Carnival.
Yeah, certainly looking very promising to go through the carnival in at the top of the tree, that's for sure. Now, what about this meeting tonight? We've got eight races. The track is a soft 5 at the minute. The rail out 7 metres from the 1200 to the 750 and 8 metres from the 750 to the post. The first leg of the quaddie is the C4. It's over 1100.
Yeah, like I thought Lazy Democracy was so impressive being first up, and actually I was at Barry Campbell Stables this afternoon, and really he believes the same as me that he can win again. He's just in great form, and you know, to he's just gone on since that win. And you know, it's just with Lawrence Starr out of the race, I think that, you know, Bideford's there and Sambo, I think certainly they're the two main dangers. But if Lazy Democracy has improved a little bit, that Barry says he has, I think he can just win this again. And I think he's an underrated sprinter, this horse. And he goes up a kilo and a half on what he carried last time, even with the claim. I do think he can win again. So Lazy Democracy to win over 1 Soundbar and 4 Bideford, and then probably pop in number 8 Merrick's Beauty, the mare. Her first up fourth was good and would be improved by the outing, but drawn quite wide. Yeah, so my numbers will be 2, 1, 4 and 8.
In race number 6, the benchmark 82, 1400 the journey, Streetwise Savoir at the top of the weights with 59.5 before the claim.
Yeah, look, Streetwise Savoir being a late scratching has certainly closed this race down a bit and also opened it up. And with Streetwise Savoir and Neil's Gold out, only going to be 5 to go around. Look, I think Pengulla's Gigi or Land a Dollar. I'm putting 3 on top Pengulla's Gigi from Land a Dollar. But Land a Dollar, the stablemate of Streetwise Savoir, maybe with him out of the race, it, maybe the Land a Dollar can get the money. But I'll be taking... Pengulla's GG, Land a Dollar, O'Reilly's GG and Kukenhoff. I'll take the 4 in my quaddy because O'Reilly's GG's been in great form and there's no reason why he can't win going up in grade. And Kukenhoff, he's third up. He's got good form third up and he wasn't far away last time. He could be the blowout. So I'll be taking 3, 4, 6 and 5 in the second leg.
Yeah, certainly only a small field, but a host of chances in that small group, as you suggest. Now, race number 7, it's the benchmark 72. It's over the 2100.
Yeah, and it's a good race. Look, I may have gone off a run earlier with another Liddell. Another Liddell I thought would be hard to beat last start, but just gave me the impression he probably just needed that to top him off. So I'm going to give him one more chance, another Liddell, and having on top. And a very open race. Hugo is a horse that's working through the grades. This is the benchmark 72. And while it is up a little bit in what he's been racing against, he goes to the 21 for the first time. I think he's capable of doing it. And certainly the trainer, Brendan McShane, is confident he is. He's got a lovely gait. Corey Parrish is aboard. Yeah, there's a lot to like about Hugo. Dufoir, nothing wrong with his win last start over this distance. Stuart Ganey was wrapped in him. 3 kilos come off. He carries 56, 2 above the minimum. And a lot of things to like about Dufoir as well in this race. And number 4, Dollar Dan. He had 1 try at the 21 last start. And his first try over the distance, he ran 4th and was good. I think that will improve him a lot. And he'll strip a lot fitter tonight. 3, 5, 1 and 4 in the third leg.
And then the final leg, 1,400 metres of the journey, a class 1. And again, looks to be a number of chances.
Yeah, look, it does indeed. But look, Gigi's drummer boy, Gigi gets his chance here. Shuji Yamano, draw on the outside gate, but I don't think it'll bother him because he gets back usually and gets home. But he won't be able to get the cushion run that he's had the last couple of times unless Shuji can get him one off the fence and maybe in a one-out line just a bit better than midfield by the halfway mark. But look, all things point to GG Summer Boy. Takes his recent form into this race. He's going to be hard to beat, number six. Then number three, It's Flash L. He's been supported two of his last three starts and didn't really do a lot, but maybe he deserves another chance, and you've got to put him in, because if he produced his best, he'd be hard to beat. Number four, Perplexing, from the Scotty Brunton stable, second up, and has decent second up form. And don't be surprised if it runs a bit of a race. And the top weight, Mensa Magic, for Bill Ryan and Brendan McCool. Fourth up from a spell, very disappointing last time, but apparently there are excuses. We'll give it one more chance, 6, 3, 4, and 1.
So what's that make your quaddy look like tonight?
Well, I think we're going to have to take, in the first leg, Shane, we'll take 2, 1, and 4. I don't see any of the others beating any of those three. So we just take 2, 1, and 4 in the first leg. The second leg will take 3, 4, 6, and 5. The third leg, 3, 5, 1, and 4. And that's 12 times, 48 times 4, whatever that is. And the last leg, 6, 3, 4, and 1. And the third leg, 3, 5, 1, and 4, as I said. So it's 3 by 4 by 4 by 4.
Ooh, what's that? $192. There you go. So we'll have that for $9.60 each. We'll be in business for 5%. Now, what about a special or two? Have you got one earlier in the night for us?
Well, no. Look, Streetwise Savoy was my special for the night, and it scratched. And all the others are just possible chances. But maybe Mark Gannon's near Liberty Heights. It hasn't taken any harm from its first up run when it ran fourth, and they tried it that night. And I think they'll back it again. I think it's a very winnable race for number 8, Liberty Heights, in race 3. So there we go. Race 3, number 8, Liberty Heights, to get our the bulk of our money to put the quaddy on.
Oh, sounds like a great plan, Pete. Good luck with those selections tonight.
Thanks, Shane.